This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. First time, the evening time, in the new format, and fresh off of his extensive, longer than anybody else there experience at SHOT Show. We're joined now by Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I'm dying to find out, when you did you go to Media Day? Did you get to go to the range?
I did. I was able to go for most of the day. I was one of the sponsors for SHOT Show University, so I had to come back a little early and get cleaned up and non-stinky and stuff and go shake babies and kiss hands, or maybe I got that one backwards. But
something like that.
You know, it was a wonderful experience to be out on the range.
What did you shoot that you really liked?
I didn't get to shoot as much as I would like. I really liked Daniel Defense with their ISR, their 300 blackout integrally suppressed rifle. They updated that from last year, and it is just so nice to shoot. They've also got their SLW, which is a super lightweight AR. And perhaps the most surprising gun that I shot was Kimber's revolver, which is a pair of words I never thought I'd put together in my life.
The GS6.
Their little six-shot 357. It's roughly the size of a Smith J-frame. It weighs 23 ounces, but it shoots full house 357 like you're shooting 38 38 special loads. And if you're a wheel gun guy and you want to carry concealed, that's a great option, especially if you're in California with so many semi-autos coming off of the approved handgun roster. And they don't have a choice but to go to revolvers.
Really good
pickup. So I was really impressed with that. I did not get to go shoot the, the X95 from IWI, their updated Savor.
Yeah.
Heard nothing but good things about that, but I had to leave before I could get there.
You know, one of the things that I had heard about so much was the MDR bullpup rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of things about it. First of all, bullpups. First of all, you just talked about the Tavor. You can get the Tavor for, $1,600 on the street?
I think it's something
Yeah, it's about the price of a good mid-range AR-15. And it's, from all my understanding, it's a pretty good bullpup as far as reliability, but for the MDR rifle, they want $3,400. I wanted to know if you got to see that or not.
I got to see it in the booth, and okay. I picked it up, and, you know, maybe it's just my perception, and I'm sure there are others going to disagree with it. I thought it felt way too butt-heavy for my taste, and just heavy in general. And, you know, maybe it's because part of the, you know, I don't know if that was a production-ready gun or just near production-ready.
Well, it was supposed to be. That was a big thing. I mean, last year they debuted it last year, but they only had, like, the one. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to be actually productive, you know, production-ready this year, and I just wanted to find out about that.
Yeah, I'll have to wait to see the reviews on it. I liked the design when I saw it last year. The booth was so packed, I only had a chance to pick up one variant of it. Seemed a little heavy, seemed a little butt heavy to me. But yeah. If they can pull it off, you know, they do wonderful things with bolt action bullpups over at Desert Research or Desert Tech. So, you know, I would hope that it will be an excellent gun. But yeah, I know some guys who shoot the Tavor, and so I've got really high hopes for the X95 just based upon that. I think it would be a stunning, update if it lives, you know, they've updated the trigger, they've done some other nice things to it. And, it's something I look very seriously towards, and, we'll see how it goes from there.
And let it be said that Bob Owens is he's a tough date to impress. I mean, if Bob notices you, Bob, he only shoots AKs he's built. He only shoots handguns that nobody else carries, but everybody else secretly wants, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, next year, are you going to go more as a tourist so you can actually enjoy the sights, or are you going to get more involved in it? I have never gotten involved in it, although I'm beginning to believe I'm going to have to next year now. I've let too many of these things slide by.
Yeah, I really thoroughly enjoyed being able to go there and you know, sponsor a little bit of it. That was a great joy. So, you know, it was great to be able to go out there and support all the retail education that was going on there. So we'll see how everything shakes out. I think there's some talk about sponsoring again next year. So maybe I won't shoot as much at the show, but, you know, maybe I'll stay a little longer like I did accidentally this time and do some shooting afterward.
Got caught in, I got snowed. Well, you got snowed out is what it boiled down to, right?
It did. A whole bunch of us were scheduled to, you know, head back east on Saturday, and they shut down the East Coast for the storm.
Yep.
And I thought we were far enough south in North Carolina that we wouldn't be hit at RDU, but they just canceled everything anyway. So I got to spend a couple of extra days, and, you know, I had to go through the horrible, horrible tribulations of going out to shoot sporting clays with one of my friends at Beretta. And then Jim Fuller made me come to Rifle Dynamics and shoot all of his new fun prototypes. So it was just a rotten experience, Bill, that I wouldn't wish on anybody.
Listen, man, I'm not your confessor. Now, anyway. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break. BearingArms.com is a resource of mine. It is an offshoot of townhall.com. For those of you that have listened long enough, you know that Matt Vespa has been a guest before, is going to be a guest again. I was going to have him the other day, Bob, but I forgot that this primary nonsense was going on, and I guess he's up there watching things happen, so I haven't heard from him. But anyway, bearingarms.com, updated. You update, what, about 8 times a day?
And that's what we shoot for, is about 8 times a day.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this is good information. This is unapologetic information, because Bob gets a whole lot of love for being honest sometimes, but that's a story for another night. We will be right back. My guest, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. This is Lock and Load. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. There's eights and there's sevens involved in there, okay? Just, just keep up with me. Just stay with me on this one. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest carries one of these from time to time. He's one of those thin glasses of water that can carry appendix carry, but I don't want to talk about that right now. Joining me again from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Now, all right, I want to go in this general direction and start, because you're the one that started it. Well, you didn't really start it, but you've been talking about it. I want to get your take on it.
Absolutely.
You put an article out that. That Terry McAuliffe out of Virginia, the governor of Virginia, his reversal on the reciprocity grab that his attorney general put out there, his reversal on that did not bode very well for Hillary in Iowa. You want to expand on that for me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just by the way of background, in case you guys have not been all over top of this, not too long ago, Mark Herring, the Attorney General of the state of Virginia, came out and said, look, we're going to pretty much dump all of our concealed carry reciprocity agreements with pretty much everybody that we've got agreements with. It was 25 different states.
Right.
And neither Herring nor McAuliffe, who, by the way, both took tremendous amounts of money from one Mr. Michael Bloomberg of Moms Demand Action Every Town and Mayors Against Illegal Gun Fame. I don't think they quite understood what they were getting themselves into. And so the blowback they experienced was absolutely tremendous. And not only did they cave in and said, okay, you can have that back, we're actually going to turn around and recognize everybody's agreements. If you got if you have a concealed carry permit, and if you've got a permit in any state, we're going to recognize it. So not only was it a retreat to the position they had before, they went the other way and basically threw their hands up and said, we're really, really sorry for screwing this up. Now, McAuliffe is a Clinton crony, has been forever, back to when Bill was in office.
And a carpetbagger in Virginia.
Absolutely. And so when you see somebody with that sort of a gun control record, that sort of a Clintonian background, just get shell-shocked, it says really bad things about what Hillary's doing, because Hillary, for reasons we still cannot fathom, is running her presidency as the world's first campaign against a civil right. Who does this? Well, Hillary Clinton. And so we're sitting here and we're watching her implode. She was comfortably ahead of Bernie Sanders by double digits even recently until she went on her gun control kick. And it got worse the closer it got to Iowa. And lo and behold, she squeaked it out by literally coin flips. That's the difference between her and Bernie in this. Bernie is a crazy socialist, old man yelling at clouds, is what I like to call him. Doesn't understand the first bit lick of anything about economics, and generally sounds like somebody's crazy uncle who needs to be institutionalized. And yet he tied in Iowa because Hillary is such a horrible candidate. And in my opinion, it's because she's driving away so many of the young voters, which make up gun culture 2.0.
When you look at the percentage of people that voted for her in Iowa, and I don't like to paint with a broad brush, but I mean, this broad is facing a federal indictment for espionage. She compromised classified information that has real-world implications where people have probably died because she wanted to be able to do it her way. And still they voted for her. It's like Leland Yee in California all over again when after he had been indicted, he got, what, 500,000 votes for Secretary of State of California?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question, simply because you're a lot less, shall I say, hot-tempered than I am. You seem to be a little more even-tempered. Are these people just crazy?
Pretty much. I mean, if you look at the demographics of who voted for who, most of Hillary's supporters are really, really old. If she gets past Bernie and gets to the general election, let's just say that a lot of her base may not survive to vote in November. Now, granted, she's a Democrat, so they're going to vote even if they don't survive.
That's right.
But it was...
That's the Democratic version of the absentee ballot.
It's interesting, to put it mildly.
I just don't get that. I mean, I could see it if she was just being Hillary and this whole email thing. I could see it with the Benghazi stuff, and I could see it with the other stuff about running under sniper fire. But every time this woman opens her face, she's lying about stuff she doesn't have to lie about. I mean, she's been a senator in the United States Senate. She's been the Secretary of State. Why would you need to embellish that? Besides the fact that she was rather ineffective and didn't really do anything senator and as Secretary of State, well, you know, hey, Libya's her baby. Syria's her baby. I mean, that all happened on her watch. Way to go, chief diplomat. But, I mean, besides that, why would you have to lie about anything?
Well, you know, I don't claim to be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I didn't stay at Holiday Inn Express last night.
Right, right.
But you know, a pathological liar is a pathological liar, and they can't seem to help themselves.
Right. Okay. That's as good an answer as any. When we get back, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about all the stuff she is attacking on the Second Amendment side and how that should be very much suicidal in a general election. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't ever do my own analysis. I always look to the people that know how to analyze something to get that. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. You did an article about her throwing away her campaign on gun control. And you also were kind enough, because a lot of people, for the low-info voter, you did one article that I think every low-info voter should have to read when you were talking about a lawsuit being brought against Century Arms to show that they're not 100% immune from lawsuits, the way she says it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hillary has been pushing this fiction that gun companies are completely unregulated and can get away with anything. And that's been proven wrong several times. You know, we had the Badger Guns case recently up in outside of Minneapolis, I believe it was, where a unscrupulous dealer who should have known they were straw purchasing sold a gun that was later used to shoot a couple of police officers. So that was negligence. They got sued, and they lost.
Right.
So the Protection Against Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that she's been attacking doesn't protect people that have no ethics. And we're discovering with the Century case, and by the way, I'm not saying that Century doesn't have any ethics, so let's not go there.
This is more of an engineering thing with Century.
They seem to be having some sort of issue where the safety selector switch can go out of position too far up, and it will go past a point where the safety is still engaged, and it will fire, which is not a good thing to do when a gun's engaged.
Not when you're trying to put it on safe.
Yeah. Now, I'm a little bit of an AK snob. I'll be the first to admit it. The first AK I ever shot was one that I built with Jim Fuller himself over at Rifle Dynamics, who knows more about AKs than anyone other than probably Kalashnikov himself. And, arguably, in more recent years, while Kalashnikov was still alive, Jim might know more.
It's okay for you to be jaded.
Yeah. So, Jim builds good stuff over at Rifle Dynamics, and so I'm used to really high-end stuff. And I haven't had this issue with his guns. if you're going to serve a budget market and you're all starting from the same basic platform, those cost savings have to come somewhere, and that's usually through materials and through labor and QA. And so Century is currently being sued because their guns go bang when they're not supposed to go bang, which is a bad thing.
Which is either an engineering issue or a quality control issue, and that is a legitimate issue to sue somebody for. But that is not about the commerce of firearms. Getting out there and taking that gun and using it in a robbery, and God forbid, killing a bunch of innocent people, that is not what you sue Century for.
Because
the gun operated exactly the way it was supposed to operate. It just operated with somebody with a very bad moral compass behind it. She wants to sue them for that reason. If anybody ever used a gun for a crime, they should be sued for that. As if somehow I guess they would have to start selling to people directly and get rid of distributors. And they'd have to hook them up to a polygraph and make sure they're telling the truth, and then let them. I guess that's how they have to do it, right?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to pull a stunt that the Brady campaign is infamous for, and Brady loves filing frivolous lawsuits against anybody they can in order to try to drive them out of business.
Like Lucky Gunner?
I was involved here in an incident in North Carolina where, unfortunately, a sheriff's investigator was shot and killed by a guy who got a gun he shouldn't have got his hands on. And Brady came in and sued the gun shop and, quite frankly, made up a bunch of stuff and drove this guy out of the gun business, even though it was utterly false, and I proved it was false, and the case was thrown out because they couldn't go any further. But they still accomplished their goal because they drove one more honest gun dealer out of business. And, they turned around after the Aurora theater shooting and sued a bunch of other good folks.
Right.
And thankfully a judge said, wait a minute, you're suing people who sold lawful items to somebody who could legally own them. And that doesn't make any more sense than suing Ford for the actions of a drunk driver. Or even worse, suing Ford for somebody who intentionally ran somebody over with a Mustang. That's not the way any of this works, folks. And Hillary is trying to set up the gun industry to be sued by vultures like the Brady campaign in utterly frivolous lawsuits and hopefully drive gun manufacturers out of business just through legal harassment.
Whatever happened to those very gullible parents that went with Lucky Gunner on that and went with the advice of the Brady campaign and got stocked with $200,000 plus legal bills?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm assuming that they have probably appealed the fine, but guess what? They're employed by Brady now.
I do. Okay. All
right. Taking it.
So, So I have a feeling that, if they can't get it thrown out, Brady will be forced to pick up the tab. Morally, they should, since they goaded him into it in the first place. It's an utterly frivolous case, but you know, we're dealing with things that aren't necessarily, you know, honest.
No kidding. Now, this is a loser. I mean, the whole issue part of it is the loser part of it. We're going to cover that. That had to be gone into in depth for you to explain it, so that's fine. We don't really have time to start talking about why it's a loser issue, which we will do the next time. How do they find the world according to Bob Owens and BearingArms.com?
Absolutely. You can head over to BearingArms.com. You can also find my meanderings over on Facebook, where I have a relatively large page of just under 2 million Second Amendment supporters. It's Facebook/Second Amendment Supporters. That's 2ND Amendment Supporters. You can find me on Twitter at Bob_Owens and also at BearingArms.com.
BearingArms.com?
On Twitter, yes. BearingArms.com on Twitter.
Okay. Well, that's a new one. As far as, I guess they don't want you to have the dot. That's cool. That's cool. You can also see him. He's also become quite the training animal, but we'll talk about that later. We'll be right back. My guest is our Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. This is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes I just gotta look elsewhere. That's why people like Bob exist. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This is Lock and Load. Bob, hang on one second. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens. And, Bob, why is gun control a losing proposition as a campaign issue?
Well, it's purely a matter of numbers. Right now, the United States has the lowest per capita homicide rate ever recorded since the FBI started taking that information down in 1960. Then you turn around and you look at the fact that we have everything growing on the gun side of things. There are more gun owners than ever before, despite some really bad data suggesting otherwise. The fastest growing segments of gun ownership are young, urban, and female, which are typically, you know, constituencies that the Democrats own, but that is shifting. You know, a lot of these folks are becoming more libertarian or independent, at least. And, you know, there are more people applying for concealed carry permits everywhere across party lines. And so when you go and adopt the very fringe position that is typically held only by a small handful of people in predominantly urban liberal areas that all guns are bad, you're going to end up in lots of bad trouble when it comes to getting votes. It just ain't going to happen.
Wouldn't you think she would know that firsthand? I mean, after what happened to Bubba in the mid-90s?
Well, here's what I don't get.
Yeah.
There has to be some sort of reason that she's doing this. And I'm thinking that she is seeing internal polling from someone somewhere that this is a good issue for us. But, you know, it may be one of those things where they are so insular and pulling people like themselves instead of the general population at large, or they're asking the wrong questions. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but they're certainly running counter to everything we know to be true.
Well, I mean, it's not, but there's all these polls out right now that say 63% of America, including Black America, likes having a gun in the house. And that's not polls you go running against. I mean, that's not something you want to go, especially when it's the base that you've been counting on to vote for you forever and ever and ever, even though they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, the Democrats, you know, they used to try to describe themselves as the big tent party. And unfortunately, Hillary is kicking everybody out. You know, there's lots of gay gun owners, Black gun owners, female gun owners. There's Black gay female gun owners. You know, there's all sorts of people who are getting into shooting sports. It is the fastest growing high school sport, for goodness sake,
right,
in the United States. And so she's running against the tide here. And I just don't see how this is possibly a winning issue. And not only is she running it, but she's making it her primary issue, it seems like, in so many of the things that I read. And it's just utterly insane. But good for us.
Well, it is good for us. And I think before it's over with, that she will get to see the inside of a cell. I'm very hopeful of that. And we'll see how that works out and everything. Going forward, were you pleased with the Iowa caucus? I mean, Cruz has a lot of gun Second Amendment cred.
I was pleasantly surprised on both sides of the ticket. Any time that on the Democrat side that Hillary gets hammered and is proven to be a really bad candidate, which she really is, I find it highly personally amusing. And on the Second Amendment side of things, among the major candidates, the top four or so, Cruz is definitely the best gun guy out there. You know, I know I'm not trying to irritate any Rand Paul supporters. He is also a huge Second Amendment backer, but he only pulls in about 4.5% of the vote. And I'm afraid he's, his days are numbered. If we've got three guys in the 20s, I'm glad that the one who has the strongest Second Amendment credentials, who doesn't waver on this stuff, who has actually argued for our side with the amicus brief in Heller to the Supreme Court when he was the Solicitor General of Texas, I'm glad we've got a guy who actually walks the walk and talks the talk who's out front. Trump has been back and forth more times than a hooker up and down the street. When it comes to
like watching a tennis match, isn't it?
It is. You know, he has been in favor of background checks. He's been in favor of bans on common firearms. He's been in favor of waiting periods.
But now he's all about it now. So
yeah, and I find it hard to take him as a real sincere person. Rubio seems to be a decent guy. He has a pretty good record. But he's something of a Johnny come lately on the gun issue. You know, he just bought his first gun within the last couple of years. You know, you don't see him out shooting a whole lot unless there's a camera around. So you have to, he may be a great guy, but you kind of got to wonder about his sincerity on that point, you know?
I'm still trying to wonder why he's being touted as a national security expert. And I haven't ever figured that out. I have noticed a conspicuous absence of people when it gets to national security. We never seem to gravitate towards like a special ops. You know, why don't we have a special ops general in charge of our national security?
Well, what's interesting is we actually did have a foreign policy genius who was running.
Right.
He was on the other side of the ticket, but Jim Webb.
Yeah,
you know, he's worked in both parties and knows his stuff.
Yeah,
and and was a solid guy. You know,
he should have run as a Republican. He should have. He just should have run as a Republican. He sounded like a Republican. He acted like a Republican. He should have just changed parties and become a Republican. I think he would have had much better.
He's an old school Democrat. We used to have a lot of folks around where I live that were conservative Democrats, but unfortunately, they've all been driven out of the party.
If you dig a little deeper, you'll find some Tyrannosaurus Rex bones too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, let's evolve and let's adapt and overcome and all that other stuff. Anyway, I'm running out of time. Real quick before we go, just so everybody knows where to go to catch you. Where will they find Bob Owens at noon tomorrow?
I will be on BearingArms.com. I may be bouncing around on Twitter at Bob_Owens. And you can find me on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters. If you type in 2ND Amendment Supporters, you will find me shortly thereafter with my ugly mug shooting a beautiful Beretta over and under shotgun in the new image there at the top of the page.
Oh, well, it's not about the way we look, Bob. It's about our depth of character and our wealth of knowledge. That's what separates us. I'd rather be having an ugly mug than be a pretty boy that was an idiot. What about you?
Well, I'd rather be good looking and smart, but yeah.
That wasn't one of the options I threw out there. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Absolutely.
We will talk to you soon. Everybody else, we will be right back.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.